Kind of late, but kind of not, because I only have a couple things to do in the office today, and then I can come back home, or at least leave, I guess. Today is supposed to be my first day working from the office, working from home. And so I have to go in, do a training, get my laptop and equipment, I guess. Everything I would need. And then I'm free to go. So what I'm going to do is just get that stuff, and then I'm going to go straight to Walmart and buy any of the other essentials that I'll need. Obviously, I'm going to have to get a makeshift desk thing going, so, and a chair that's a little bit more comfortable now. I say comfortable, just the ones that I have are not made for sitting upright in, so they won't work for sitting for 8 hours a day. Now, let's see. I'm probably just gonna get like one of those cheap tables, the ones with the fold-out chairs or legs. But they make like short ones, like half ones. So I'll probably get one of those, and then just like a regular folding chair. I wish I could have known if I was going to be selected for that job or not before I bought that stuff. But regardless, that stuff will make a difference because I need it in my apartment anyway. So I'm just going to have to spend the money on it anyway. Because that table can definitely go in my laundry room. If all else fails, because I definitely could use it there. But yeah, so aside from that, so this morning I made a protein shake, but I mixed in a cup of, not even a cup, like maybe a half a cup of coffee, and it is really good. Now, I imagine it's going to make me crap my brains out in a couple hours, but it's really good, like unexpectedly delicious. And it's just like the cheap K-Cups Walmart brand, or Great Value brand from Walmart. And then some protein I got that was on sale. So it's actually, now I did put maybe maybe less than 1/4 a cup of, not whole milk, but heavy whipping cream. So calorie-wise, it's definitely a big, I wouldn't even say big, it's probably 400 calories at the max. Yeah, less than 500 for sure. So, I mean, sustainable breakfast that I'll burn through pretty quickly. But it tastes good. So that counts. Still gonna do the carnivore diet, so I figured, you know, might as well get some of these protein shakes in me now, because that protein powder's been sitting there for quite a while. I would say long time. You know, it's not getting any younger. Might as well use up as much of it as I can, and then I guess I would stop using it next week when I start the diet. I hate to call that a diet, because that's just like when you, I mean, and you kind of have to fit your way of thinking when it comes to diets, because a diet is just whatever you're eating. Now, so I mean, you could be eating, you know, pizza every day and on every meal, and that's a diet, that's what you're eating. But you know, I guess a restrictive diet is what people are thinking of, or calorie restrictive and things like that. And I am, in an ideal world, I would be able to eat a nice mix of the three macronutrients or whatever, the carbs, proteins, and fats. But it seems like I only ever have progress when I eliminate one of those things. And it's never been protein. So it's always been carbs. I think everyone has done fats. Because traditionally, low fat is or was the standard. It probably still is a standard for diets, because we just were kind of convinced that fat makes you fat, when in reality it's caloric surplus for sure. But then the caveat is that, you know, carbs and refined sugars are what's, you know, for the most part being stored as fat the quickest, being used for energy the most. So, you know, and it really is as simple as you are eating a lot of carbs and you are not moving. So your body is storing the majority of those carbs, which it's using for source, for energy, and then storing the rest as fat, plus all of your calorie surplus. So everything, you know, that you're eating that you don't need is going to fat. And your body is becoming, it's insulin resistant. I always get those confused. Insulin sensitivity. So I guess I'm going to have to read that, because I'm going to sound stupid if I say that wrong. But my understanding is that if you are insulin resistant, then your body is going to store more of that as fat. I believe that's right. I could be wrong. I'm not a nutrition major. I forget. Whichever one, because all I know is that restricting carbs restricts your insulin spikes, which in turn forces your body to store less as fat. Is my understanding. I know it works. I just don't have the correct terminology down, I don't think. But regardless, it's Wednesday. That was exciting. Hump day. Get through the next 3 days. And hopefully I hear back from Dallas, man. Dang. I just know that they're probably trying to find anyone they can in the city of Dallas before they even consider going outside of Dallas. So it is what it is. That's okay. That's just the way it is. And I mean, it's kind of a win-win in a way, you know, for any of these jobs. I mean, obviously, ideally, going to Dallas would be great. That'd be my number one choice, even though it costs the most. And then secondary would be to get the position I applied for within my office. So that would also allow me to transition into something that I think I'd be better at anyway. And then third option is I stay right where I'm at, but I get to work from home. So, you know, all three options have positives that I can draw from. But normally, in my experience with this company, but getting referred to a hiring manager is almost, well, for me it's been 100% so far. So getting referred has always meant that I got called for an interview, but I know that's not true. I know that's not, you know, factual for everyone at every job. So this may just be my first time dealing with not getting a call. And that is okay. You just have to be okay with it. I mean, you can't make them. That's what my dad said. You can't make them hire you. So ain't no need, you know, worrying about it. So it is what it is. And my freaking, not gas light, but check engine light is on. So I need to probably get my oil changed. And, or that could just be my gas cap as well. So that I need to get replaced. But everything costs money. Everything wants your money, you know. It's no bueno. Not a fan of everything wanting my money. Because it just seems like the older you get, the more things want your money. goodness. If I move to Dallas, I am setting up shop, boy. I ain't going nowhere. They're going to have to kick me out of there because that's just where I want to be. Houston would be cool too, but I don't. Like Houston, I can't see the game plan. I just know that I would, I think I'd enjoy it there. But as far as what would be next, no idea. But if I move to Dallas, it's like, all right, you got 2 years and it's time to start looking for a house, you know. So, I don't know. I'm gonna figure that out. All right, I'm at work. Maybe I'll record leaving after I have this training. I don't know how it's going to be. We'll see. All right. I am packed up with all my take-home equipment. And I'm leaving the office. I got to go to Walmart to get my quote-unquote desk and chair. And then I might get breakfast. I'm trying to decide. I can't continuously be fat, though. I might make breakfast. I don't know. All I have is eggs. Our fridge is kind of trash, which is why I ate Chick-fil-A last night. So I might have to figure that out because come lunchtime... Don't know. Still nervous about working from home because I don't know how good I'll be at that. And I do know it'll save me a little bit of money on gas. Right now, I can't give up my parking just because I don't know if... don't know if I'm gonna get that other job and I don't want to pay the money to start that back up again if I don't get it. So it'd be premature is essentially what I'm saying. Premature to cancel my parking. Now I'd probably only have so many days to do it before you know, it becomes like okay, you got to do it. But I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. I can't lie. I am excited to work from home. Just the change. Any kind of change in a job like this that's like not in regulations or policies is always a good thing. It usually is a good thing. It's something that's going to at least give you a little bit of a new, fresh approach and all of that kind of stuff. So I do believe I have to go in on Wednesdays. Boss is very much like, listen, just as long as you come in once a week, that's all that really matters. We're flexible, all that kind of stuff. I figure Wednesday would probably be the best day, middle of the week. that kind of stuff. Maybe, you know, it would definitely have to be Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday for sure. Depending on stuff. So, now I'll have to figure out how to, join the trainings. Luckily, we're done with trainings for the fiscal year, which I can't remember. I want to say July 31st. So yeah, so I guess the end of this year would be, or the end of this month would be the end of the fiscal year, and then August 1st would be the start of the new fiscal year. I'm pretty sure that's how it was in education. So I imagine it would be the same here. So I won't have to do that for a while, I don't think. We're just going to take this one day at a time, I guess. Just kind of work through it and hope for the best. I'm excited to, like, be home at 2:30. I can get to the gym by 2:45. I can be out of the gym before 4. Whereas with my commute and stuff after work, I'm normally not even to the gym until 3:30, 3:45. And then I'm not leaving there until after 5, and traffic is just nuts. Figured out that, you know, not getting on the highway doesn't make any sense when everything I do is on my street. So my apartment, my gym, that's a long street. So it's like miles, but they're all really close to each other. So that'll, or I guess they're all in the same general direction. So that'll definitely save me time, and I won't have to take, I can just stay on my street and take the quote-unquote longer route, even though it's more so the, it's just their stoplights. That's the only difference, that there's a bunch of stoplights, but that traffic is at least regulated, whereas on the highway, it can get up, you know, you can be just sitting still, waiting for, you know, traffic to move, because where I'm at, I live outside of New Orleans and Metairie, and traffic just gets real congested going from New Orleans to Metairie to Kenner. Just that, those three exits just kind of get backed up for whatever reason. I wasn't expecting to get as much stuff. I'm so glad that I didn't. She literally meant bring a suitcase. I thought she meant bring a briefcase, like a laptop briefcase. But they provided me with one, so that's exciting. I have that. I got the mouse. I got a docking station with extra ports. I was so sure I was going to have to buy all this extra stuff. And then here she comes, just like, nope, you got it all. It's all right here. So that was super exciting. I did. I don't know why I'm second guessing that. I wouldn't have left anything. All that's in there. Yeah, I'm good. I'm gonna have to make, I was thinking to myself, like, did I leave something on that cart that I gave to them? No, I did. I took everything. So now, yeah, I gotta figure out what my, like, day is gonna be like. So I've been getting up at 4:30 to get to work by 6. But now it's like, I don't even have to shower. Like, I can get up 30 minutes before, have some coffee, brush my teeth, and sit down. So that's like 5:30. That's a whole extra hour that I can sleep until, which changes everything. Because that means I can stay up an extra hour at night. I don't have to go to bed at, like, I've been going to bed at almost before 9. Which isn't bad, I think, because I sleep all the way through my alarm, so that's one thing. I think if I get up at 5:30, that gives me enough time to, like, get my laptop set up, start some coffee, you know, kind of piddle in the bathroom, take a dump, all that kind of stuff, and then be logged in for my day. That's good. That's a good thing. And now I might need to get a longer Ethernet cord. I haven't quite figured that out. And then the plugins right there, I might need to get a power strip as well. Yeah, I gotta add that. So power strip and Ethernet cable. I think my Ethernet cable, that should be enough. It's just gonna be kind of like in the way, I think. I don't know, that's not that much space. There shouldn't be. I'll look at the prices. If the prices are crazy, then I'm just gonna be like, nah, I'm gonna definitely. Let me also mention that the IT lady was maybe the sweetest person I've met since I got here. Like, she was just so sweet, and I miss those people, because you get, like, you realize Oklahoma, for all of its shortcomings, the people there are generally just sweet, kind-hearted people, and I'm sure they're like that everywhere, but far less so in these big cities. People just aren't, everyone's in a hurry, so there's not that. So, but this lady was very much like sweet and conversational and all those things that you miss from Oklahoma. And so she's great. She's been working at this company for 20 years. 20 years, which was like, wow. Like, that's crazy. And, you know, been through all the ups and downs with the company. And it's just crazy to think doing 20 years. Like, I say that I've already done, this is the start of my third year. So only 17 more years. Where am I going to be at in 17 years? Like, 17 years, I'll be 47. Shit. That's crazy. That is crazy. Like, 47. I will have to have accomplished a lot by then. Like, a lot. I'm thinking by 47, 17 years from now, I should be, first of all, hopefully, you know, with Lord's grace, I'll still be alive. That's the first thing. But, you know, second thing, I want to be very successful. I want to be married with kids. I want a job that's like, it's perfect for my set of skills, but it also pays well enough that my lady is not pressed, hard pressed to work extremely difficult, or extremely hard at 47. You know what I mean? Like, I want the kind of job where, you know, my lady wants to retire early and, you know, take care of the house or, you know, whatever she wants to do. That's what I want. That's what I want. Which is crazy to think about, man, because I ain't even got no prospects at this point. So I got to figure it out. Because 17 years, I mean, how long will we have been together? You know what I'm saying? Like, hell, I got friends that's been married for 6-7 years already. You know, that's scary, man. Think about. But I don't know. That's interesting. Let's just hope it hope it all works out. I know that there are a lot of things left to do. A lot of accomplishing, conquering, those types of things. Lots of vacations, lots of life experiences that I have to live. So I gotta get to it. Gotta batten down the hatches and all that good stuff. And go from there, figure it out. You know, I've been kind of giving myself a hard time about this job, but I really just have to, you know, although I know this job isn't for me, I have to make the best of the situation and just kind of work to find the best possible, you know, scenario or whatever. I've already forgotten the other thing. I know I said cable. Oh, power cord. So I know that's something I'll need. So I need a power cord, chair, and a table. Maybe an Ethernet cord if they're not crazy. Because this is already probably going to be a $100 trip, I feel like. So I need to not spend, or spend as little as possible to actually get this started. You feel me? I'm at Walmart, so I guess we will cut this. I'm so used to parking on the grocery side, I gotta find Holman Pharmacy. I don't do outdoors, so let's think. Do I need any groceries? Probably. Am I gonna pick any up today or right now? Probably not. I just want to get set up, get home, set up, and pray that everything works the way it should. Oh, God, these people in their part, in their carts, they refuse to put these carts back in the freaking buggy basket thing. Whatever. Okay. All right. I guess I'm gonna just start recording. Finished my first day from work at home, and immediate takeaways is this is definitely gonna take some getting used to, and I definitely like it right off the bat, I would say, but it is, there are some drawbacks, the systems are slower, all that kind of stuff, but I do like it, and it's going to be tough if the other job I applied for does actually offer, because it would be going back into the office and dealing with people. But it'd be a much more, it'd be a much better job security wise. So I definitely will have to think about it. But I don't know. So far, so good. I think that I like it. But anyways, I wanted to get that out the way. Went and worked out. Now I'm perusing Twitter for interesting things, like the fact that NCAA football, the EA Sports video game, has been gone 5 years today, which is still sad. I definitely enjoyed that check that I got from them. It was something like $3,500 just for being, you know, in the game, I guess. I am, you know, I think about, I'm like, man, in retrospect, I probably would have, if I had realized that there would have been nothing that could replace that game's void. I mean, essentially, I would say Madden, but I've not played Madden. I haven't bought a Madden game. I probably was in high school last time I played a Madden game that I purchased. NCAA football was like that game. I mean, you got it every year. Now, obviously, I think it meant more to people like me who were actually in the game and stuff like that. But that's one of my great regrets, is that I didn't keep a hold of those video games, realizing now that I would definitely still be playing them if I could. But that's neither here nor there. I don't know, I thought they were talking about like bringing it back in some form, but whatever, it didn't happen, so it is what it is. But yeah, I thought that was interesting that it's been 5 years to the day. Seems longer. It definitely seems longer. Kylie Jenner makes the Forbes list with a $900 million cosmetic business, I guess, which is not surprising considering teenage girls are like probably the biggest market in the world. So that's not surprising at all. Anything else? There's something else I was going to talk about. A record number of Americans are quitting their jobs. Well, I don't know any. Well, I say that. I do. I did work with a lady who just left, but it was kind of out of her control. So, San Francisco just sworn its first black female mayor. That's really cool. World Cup, I guess England lost. I don't know. Don't know. Not my thing. Cardi B had her first kid. Culture something, Cephas or something like that. So that's interesting. Not that interesting, but it's, you know, good for her, good for them. Let's see. Oh goodness, I'm tired. A jib kinda has been not kicking my butt, but I can definitely, it's weird, the soreness is kind of migrating around my body, so that's a little bit of an interesting feeling. There was something else I wanted to talk about and I can't think of what it is now. That makes me sad. I don't know. Now that I have this desk for work, I feel like podcasting at night is like something I can actually do, or should do. I should make use of this desk, but I need to come up with some sort of idea so that I have a little bit more structure as far as what I'm talking about. Now, I definitely think the commuter logs are going to stay just because that's kind of therapeutic in a way, which is weird, but I'll take it. Still planning on starting the carnivore diet. That'll be starting, I don't know, Saturday or Monday. I think I'm going to go see Ant-Man and the Wasp this weekend, so I'll probably get popcorn. And then from after that, I'll go on that and see how it goes. I don't think I'm gonna give it 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Well, I'm going to give it a week and then assess how I feel. Because if it makes me feel the same way keto does, then I don't see the point. But also, I'm afraid of how expensive it's going to be if I'm buying like nice quality meat. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to take that one kind of. I'm going straight to Trader Joe's, though. I'm not buying any Walmart meat at all. So I need to probably come up with some sort of quote unquote meal plan, even though it's just like, oh, just. Now, the great thing is that working from home, I can eat here all day, every day. So that's going to save me money there. It's going to save me money on gas. I'm going to keep my parking until I find out about the other job. But I'll be able to save money working from home. So that's a good thing. Let's see. I found some more podcasts my friend hit me to. So, but I don't know. I don't have them right in front of me, so I'm not gonna worry about that too much. Golly, I can't believe I've already forgotten whatever it was I was gonna talk about. Yada, no matter when I freaking interesting. I feel like I had something else to say, but whatever. I guess that is it. Let's see. New Orleans has the wildest stories, man. I follow NOLA.com, and it is just a lot. Every day, some kid is throwing his life away, which is sad. Looking at all these coverage from NCAA football in the past, that's crazy, man. Let me think. I wasn't on 07. I was on 08, 09, and 10. Yeah, I was on 3 years of it. That's dope. That's cool, man. I wish there's some way. That's what I'm going to do. I wonder if I can find any of those games. But all right, I guess that's all I'm gonna talk about. I had something I was gonna get on here and say, and I totally forgot. Whatever, I'll try again tomorrow. I remembered. Childish Gambino put out his new, what's it called? It's called A Summer or something. It's just two tracks, but they're like very good. Let me see if I can't get these to play. Makes me a little nervous. Let's see. I like the second one that I... Here we go. Feels Like Summer is the one. Now I'm going to add these to the recording so you'll hear them if you have Anchor. But if not, I'm sure you've probably heard them by now anyway. Yes, I want to clear those songs. Let's see how loud this is. Here we go. Yeah. You can't tell me that's not hard. Wait for the beat to drop. Yeah, I'd listen to that for 8 hours straight while I'm at work. The other one, so that one's called Feels Like Summer. That's my favorite one. The other one's called Summer Magic. And we'll play a little bit of that too. But like I said, I'll add these in so you can actually listen to them. Or you can just go to your streaming site or YouTube, whatever. I don't know. You can definitely listen to them however you want. I need to download these two. Dang, I don't know. I'm hearing this one again. Yeah, these both hard. Childish Gambino is cold. Summer of the summer.
Too Cold. All right, that's what I wanted. I knew, I was like, I just heard these songs. I knew I wanted to mention that because I don't want to forget that. That's going in all my playlists. The chill ones, the workout ones. That's just a good, that's two good songs that you'll want to hear for the next couple months. At least until it starts getting chill again, which in New Orleans, the way it's looking, it probably won't. It'll be November before it starts cooling off. But all right, I'm out of here.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.